الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه، ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، واذكر في الكتاب إبراهيم إنه كان صديقا نبيا. صدق الله العظيم. All praise, all thanks only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet again has given us this beautiful opportunity on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah together in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this and we make dua to Allah ta'ala. It is not us coming to the house of Allah ta'ala. We have been invited here. This is the house of Allah. Allah invites who He wants. So us coming to the house of Allah ta'ala is by the invitation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more earlier we come to the house of Allah ta'ala is the call that we got from Allah ta'ala to come earlier to the house of Allah ta'ala. So we thank Allah ta'ala for this. Simultaneously we make dua to Allah ta'ala that He give us tawfiq to see many, many more days of Jumu'ah. And we also make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows us to appreciate this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. In fact, our seniors, our akabir mentioned, that person that has got reverence for the day of Jumu'ah, he's got respect for the day of Jumu'ah, he looks up to this day as some day that is very, very significant. Allah Ta'ala will make it such that this person will also get more on the day of Jumu'ah. Why? Because he gave it that respect that this day has deserved. Hazrat Mawlana Badri Alam Rahmatullah Ali from Madina Sharif passed away. He would mention that you people that are staying in non-Muslim countries, what you do is because this day is not a holiday for you all. It's like a normal working day, children are going to school, people are going to work. He said, you make the day extra special. If you got to give spending to your children, give it to them on a Friday. You dress them up in their best clothes, dress them up on a Friday. Make the best meal you cook for the week, let it be on a Friday. Let them start looking forward to the day as though, which it is, that this is the best day of the week. Allah Ta'ala has given us this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. Anyway, we are going closer and closer towards the days of Zulhijjah. And normally we find that the Kuffar, the West, they have something known as a month where they celebrate. For example, now they're talking about Pride Month. Allah Ta'ala save us, where they're celebrating all types of immorality, all types of filth. But a Muslim is such, we don't dedicate 1 week of the year, 1 day of the year to Mother's Day, Father's Day. We don't dedicate. When there is respect to be shown, we show it every day. When it is the demand of that respect, it is immediately given. So like that, this days that are coming, that we talk extra about Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And it is such that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was such a great Nabi. We don't draw distinctions between any Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, but just for us to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen him, Allah ta'ala had selected him to be our father. Millata abikum Ibrahim. On one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked that how do we send salam to you, how do we make salam to you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, invoke salam upon me and my family, invoke it upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also. To such an extent that every namaz, in every tashahud, we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a very, very great Nabi. In one ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions, Inna Ibrahima kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa. It was as though Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a whole ummat by himself. One man was as though he was powerful like a whole ummat. So what was the outstanding qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Today we can only discuss a few of his qualities to see that spirit that he had in him. That come what may, the order of Allah, the mansha of Allah, the desire of Allah comes first. Whether it means me slaughtering my own son, that doesn't matter. Whether it means me taking my family and leaving them in a barren land, it doesn't matter. The order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes first. So we find that one of the titles that was given to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was Khalilur Rahman. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was known as Khalilullah, the friend of Allah. Khalilur Rahman, the friend of the most merciful. In other words, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not just friend. In English, we can just translate it as friend. It doesn't have a better word. In Urdu, we'll say jigri dost. A bosom friend. A very, very, very dear. He was very, very dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, it comes, this word khalil comes from the word khulla. It means that the height of friendship, the most intense love that you can have. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali, in explaining this ayat, or explaining, and we'll go further and we'll explain what is meant by khalil, he gives this explanation. In one place we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith comes in Bukhari Sharif also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that لو كنت متخذا خليلا لاتخذت أبا بكر ولكن أخي وصاحبي وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that if I were to take anybody as my khalil, if I was to take anybody as my jigri dost, as my bosom friend, I would have taken Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu as my bosom friend. But he is my brother and he is my companion. So under this, Mawlana Qasim Nanoti rahmatullah alayhi explains that what is meant, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying that if I were to take anybody as my khalil, what is meant by khalil? Khalil is meant bosom friend in this sense that there is one receptacle in the heart which is the most inner receptacle, the deepest receptacle in the heart. That receptacle is left for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All other loves, the love that we have for the children, the love that we have for our family, the love that we have for our friends, etc., all that form part of the love of the outer part of the heart. But the deep inner recess of the heart, that is limited and that is restricted only for the love of Allah. That is such love that once it goes in there, that love never comes out. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, that if I had to have this type of love, it would have been for Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. But that love is actually for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, that khalil, Allah ta'ala is my khalil, he's my bosom friend. So anyway, Allah ta'ala himself is mentioning that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is this close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us look little bit into the life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to see that what was the spirit within him. So Allah ta'ala mentions, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. Allah Ta'ala is speaking about the qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Remember, mention about this specific Nabi, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He was not just a Nabi, Siddiqan Nabiya, extremely true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, extremely honest. One is Sadiq, a person who is honest, and one is Siddiq, a person who is extremely honest, extremely true. In other words, whatever came in front of him, Allah Ta'ala comes first. Allah Ta'ala's obedience comes first, and then everything else comes. Then Allah Ta'ala mentions one incident that occurred between Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his father. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِي لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. He addresses his father. His father was an idol worshipper. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was in the minority, complete minority. Here his father was living with people idol worshipping. Not only was he idol worshipper, he was a manufacturer of idols also. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is addressing his father, يَا أَبَتِي. Now in Arabic, this word Abi means my father. And Ya Abati is a greater, very high level of expression of love when addressing one's father. So he says, oh my beloved father, Lima ta'budu, oh why are you worshipping such a thing? Now he's trying to get his father to understand. This is the first lesson we learn from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, is one thing he couldn't tolerate was idol worship. He couldn't tolerate any type of shirk, any type of partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Allah ta'ala describes him as Ibrahim Hanifa. That Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was Hanifa. Hanifa means that he did not sway an inch to the right, he did not sway an inch to the left, he sticked 100% on Tawheed. He couldn't tolerate this idol worship. It was something that his tabiat couldn't take. So he's addressing his father and he's telling his father, oh my beloved father, why are you worshipping this? Something that cannot listen, something that cannot see. وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. It cannot help you to the least, to even the minutest extent, this idols cannot help you. And then he tells his father so nicely, Ya Abati, inni qad ja'ani min al-ilmi ma lam ya'tika fattabi'ni ahdika siratan sawiyya. Oh my father, I got some knowledge. I got knowledge that you don't have. So follow me. In other words, he was a Nabi, Allah Ta'ala was inspiring him. So he was telling his father, I got ilm, I got such knowledge which you don't have. Fattabi'ni, follow me. In other words, follow me what I'm telling you. And what will happen if you follow me? Ahdika siratan sawiyya, I will guide you to the right path. He's imploring and begging his father. And then he tells his father straight, Ya abati la ta'budi shaitan. Oh my father, don't worship shaitan. Now if we look at the whole scene, we just look at this outward scene, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is there, he's in the minority, he's addressing his father with love, but at the same time he's being very, very straight with his father. that what are you doing? You're actually worshipping shaitan. Inna shaitana kana lirrahmani asiya. That this shaitan is one that he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He goes against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is his style. Kana lirrahmani asiya. Now his father starts getting irritated, getting agitated. So then his father addresses him. Qala araghibun anta an alihati ya Ibrahim. His father gets upset with him. He said that you have a disinclination, you dislike, you have an aversion towards our deities. Oh Ibrahim, do you have such an aversion? La illam tantahi la arjumannaka wahjurni maliya. His father now starts reprimanding him that if you don't stop this, having an aversion towards our idols, towards our deities, what I'll do, I will stone you. His father is telling him, wahjurni maliya, and you leave us and you go for good. You go, you just leave us. In other words, you move out of here, you don't stay here. His father is telling Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam this. Now he's begging his father, imploring his father. We see a very similar thing with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He was begging his community also to accept. They boycotted him, they ostracized him, they harmed him, they taunted him. This also was with our father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. For the sake of deen, this is what he went through. He didn't compromise an inch. Actually what we would have thought, that this was his father, now let us compromise. Let us do something, let us reach some type of interfaith where we are all happy with each other. Nothing like that. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was 100% firm. He tells him, when his father tells him that, he says, Qala salamun alik. Salamun alik. I'm making salam to you. Sa astaghfiru laka rabbi. What I'll do is I'll ask Allah ta'ala to forgive you. I'll make dua that Allah ta'ala forgive you. Sa astaghfiru laka rabbi. Innahu kana bi hafiya. I found Allah to be very gracious with me. In other words, for me to move away is nothing. I don't mean, if you want me to go away, I'll go away. Then he tells his father, أَعْتَزِلُكُمْ وَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. That he tells his father that I will move away, and whatever you are people are worshipping, what you are calling on, I won't worship them. I'll move away. Allah Ta'ala himself mentions, فَلَمَّا أَعْتَزَلَهُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. That when he took this bold step, this strong step, this firm step of moving away from the idol worship, moving away from his own family, moving away from his father, Allah says, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبِ. We blessed him with Ishaq alayhi salam. We blessed him with Yaqub alayhi salam. وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا نَبِيًّا. We made both his sons nabis. Allah blessed him. He had to take a bold step, but he took a bold step for the sake of Allah. We blessed him. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ عَلِيًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we blessed him from our rahmat, from our mercy, وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ عَلِيًّا. And we created a very, very high name for them, a very lofty name. We gave them a very good reputation. Something that we all want, but when does that good reputation come? When a person takes the step to move in the direction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this, from this ayah is one thing we learn, or from this incident is one thing we learn, is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the order of Allah ta'ala came first, then everything else. So he was prepared to leave his father at that point. Allah ta'ala tested him, and as the days of Hajj are coming closer, the days of Qurbani are coming closer, we'll see the test that Allah ta'ala tested him, where he had to leave other things also for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was prepared to leave. We'll just discuss one more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in another ayat of the Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنُ وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَ أَنَّ أَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْلَلْنَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ فَمَنْ تَبِعْنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, Allah ta'ala bless this land of Makkah. Now when people are going for Hajj, you see so many people are going for Hajj. There are so many memories of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He showed his trueness to Allah ta'ala. He showed his honesty and dedication to Allah ta'ala. Come what may, your order comes first. Allah ta'ala makes it such that so many people are going for Hajj. And almost every step there is some memory of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the dua that he made. We don't have time to discuss the whole ayat and all the different ayat. But when he was there, now a time came when Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with a son. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him after, ulama explained in one riwayat it comes, he was 90 years. In another riwayat it comes, when he was over 90 years, Allah had given him a son. And it is the fitrat of insan, the fitrat of man, that as he gets older, he takes a liking to children more and more. Therefore you find that a grandparent likes the grandchildren more than he liked his own children. So it's as though that now Allah Ta'ala gave him at the age where he would have been a great, great grandfather. Allah had given him a child. This child was a very beautiful child, was a special child. Ismail alayhi salatu salam was a very special child, obedient child, beautiful child, following the father, obeying the father everywhere. as we see in the ayat, when the father tells him also that I had a dream of slaughtering you, he didn't hesitate one inch. If al ma tu'mar, immediately do what you have been ordered to do. This was the type of child he was given. But now when he's ordered to leave them in the barren land, there was no question of let me make up an excuse, let me see what is the situation. This is the command of Allah, it comes before everything. So this is what is meant. Allah Ta'ala in one ayat of the Quran mentions that إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When Ibrahim A.S. was told to submit without hesitation, without pause, without any intermission, he said, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I have submitted immediately. There's no thinking. It is the command of Allah, I have to do it. So when he left them, he made three du'as, and on this we'll terminate inshallah. The first du'a that he made, that رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Allah explains that what a land, what a valley they had to be left in. بِوَادٍ غَيْدِ ذِي زَرَعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. There was not a blade of grass, there was not an inch of water, there was no signs of any life there at all. If we had to look at this with a scientific mind, we'll think this is culpable homicide, this is murder. He's taking his family and leaving them in such a land where there's absolutely no sign of life there. But he knew the order of Allah comes first. Unfortunately, many times we make this statement that saving lives comes first, then comes the order of Allah. He knew the order of Allah comes first, and Allah will take care of the life. So this is what he did. He left them there and he moved away. But before that, he made dua. And we'll terminate on this. What dua did he make for his children? The first dua he made was for the deen of his children. He was worried about the deen of his children. رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. وَاللَّهِ make them establish salah. Let them establish salah in this place. I'm worried about their deen. So the first dua that he made was for the deen of his family. فَجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. The second dua he made was for them, Allah, as any insan will need people. They need social interaction. They need family. They need somebody with them. They're all alone in this barren land. Allah, make it such that people are inclined to come towards them. Make it such that people are encouraged and people come towards them because they need this. And then the third dua he made, وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. Allah, bless them with fruit. One translation is with fruit. The other is with the end result of the products from all over. وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. That's why you find in Makkah Mukarramah, you'll get products from all over the world coming there. The fruit from different parts of the world. Sometimes fruit that we don't even get here, you'll find it there. The food that you get there, even at times it's hard to find a person that you can give leftover food in Makkah Mukarramah. Imagine when millions and millions are coming, there's so much of beautiful water that is distributed, Zamzam water throughout the world. People are taking so much of regard for it. For this precious water from Makkah al-Mukarramah, all the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then together with this, ya Allah, blessing them with food, not just bless them with the food, la'allahum yashkurun, so that they make shukr to you. That they're getting what they're getting, but they must make shukr to you. He was worried that his family must turn to Allah, at the same time must make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My time has run out, we'll continue inshallah more with the spirit of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq in the coming days, in the days of Hajj, to bring the quality of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That come what may, the order of Allah ta'ala comes first. It's cold in the morning, it's hard to wake up. But if Ibrahim alayhi salam could leave his family, if he could slaughter his own son for the sake of Allah, if he could make so much of sacrifice, leave his father and all his people for the sake of Allah, what is there if we have to leave the bed and go to the masjid for the sake of Allah? Is that so hard? So when we have to give up guna, we have to give up television, we have to give up sin, we have to give up haram for the sake of Allah, we should be happy. If this, our father could do it and leave everything for the sake of Allah, can't we leave out these small things? This is the spirit of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.